It's continuing coverage of Appleton-Parkersburg baseball. The Falcons defeat AGWSR 3-0, and I'm being joined right now by AP junior Sully Jansen. Ended up pitching a few innings there to close it out at the end of the game after catching to start the game, but certainly a defensive battle, a pitcher's duel in this one. You guys were able to break through there in the fourth inning to really make the only difference in this game, but what's kind of your take on being able to come over here and ultimately finish off a low-scoring win?
Well, AGWSR has been playing some good baseball. They've hung around. The record may not show it, but they play some good baseball, and they hang around, and they're a tough team to beat. They've been a tough team to beat for a lot of teams in the NICL all year, so we knew it would be a battle tonight, and yeah, we knew we had a job to do.
Yeah, when it comes to, not only you personally, but the team as a whole, maybe when things aren't going the way you want at the plate, what are some of those keys as far as, sticking with it, not getting too down on yourselves when you're not racking up the hits as often as you'd like?
I think one thing that Coach Klespies has talked to us a lot this year is, just knowing that you're the best person for the situation and that confidence is key. And not having maybe my best night at the plate, but just knowing that I can still find ways to help the team. That was the goal.
Yeah, you bet. When it comes to obviously defensively in this one, you gave up just a couple of hits, three hits to AGWSR. Certainly things were going well on the mound for you guys and in the field. What were some of the things that you guys were kind of talking about tonight that allowed you guys to have such a strong game defensively?
Well, a lot of our defense comes from focus. We really try to stay locked in, and that comes with reps, and we take care of that in practice. So it's just kind of a focus thing.
You personally, you've grown quite a bit offensively here this season. I was talking to Coach Klespies here last week, talking about how you and Preston have taken huge strides this year. A few home runs on the season for you as well. What's kind of the season been like for you offensively, being able to kind of see that growth from last year to this year, and being obviously a huge contributor, one of the best batters on the team this year?
Again, it's all about the reps. Me and Preston put in the work this offseason. Just getting up to the cage and hitting together, and so it's nice to see that kind of pay off. And I think the other thing is just approach. Like, we both want to go up there and hit the ball. We don't like to watch a lot of pitches, so that's kind of been the approach this year.
Mm-hmm. So you were catching for most of the game here tonight with Wes Shirk up there pitching. He certainly had a great start to the game as well in his first several innings of work. First time pitching in a while. I want to say last time was against Dyke New Hartford back in the first part of June or something like that. But tell me about your relationship with him, that pitcher catcher, and how that has to go well for things to go well for the team as a whole.
Well. Every pitcher's different, so Wes has a lot of run on his fastball, and so as a catcher, I just need to know his pitches, know where they work best, and how to set him up for success with the pitches I'm calling and stuff like that. So, again, that's just getting to know your pitchers, bullpens in the off season, stuff like that.
So, big picture, this team has now won 5 straight with the postseason right around the corner, just over a week away. What's giving you guys confidence going into this final week as you look to attack this final week of the regular season before the postseason? What are the biggest areas of confidence with this team right now?
Well, I think the biggest confidence booster for us is just that we've been winning lately, and there's nothing better than that. So, I think we can keep that going.
All right, that's AP's Sully Jansen. Thank you so much for the time, and congrats on the win tonight.
Yeah, thank you.